Good morning. Welcome into In Focus on News Radio KMAN here on a Wednesday morning. If you're looking for USD 383, well, they're on spring break. We'll have them on next Wednesday as they will have their school board meeting then. Normally it's today, but we've got some different guests in on Zoom here this morning. And all from the city of Manhattan, we've got Vivian Uccello, Public Information Officer, joining us. Good morning, Vivian.
Good morning, Brandon. Thanks for having us.
You bet. We've also got Assistant to the City Manager, Jared Wassinger, joining us. Good morning.
Hey, Brandon.
And Dustin Dunce, who is the co-chair of the Community Committee here about the strategic plan, which is our topic here this morning. Dustin, good morning.
Thanks for having me, Brandon. It's exciting.
Yeah, well, looking forward to the conversation here. I know a few weeks ago it was announced that the city would be starting a strategic plan, and that's kind of the topic of our discussion here this morning. And I guess let's get an overview of what all is going on, and who wants to start?
I'd be happy to start, Brandon. I've been kind of leading the process. This is Jared. I'm the assistant to the city manager for the city of Manhattan. And in the 2021 budget, we approved a strategic planning process to hire a consultant to lead a pretty ambitious effort for the organization to prioritize city services, city programs, city funding, and how we do business as a city. So we started that process in January. We created a community project committee of citizens, kind of like a steering committee, to help lead this effort so we could ensure that there was public engagement throughout this process. We did an RFP, request for proposals, and ultimately ended up selecting Planning Next. They're a consulting firm out of Columbus, Ohio. They've done a lot of strategic plans for college towns similar to Manhattan. So we selected them. And then for the last couple months, we've been doing a lot of deep diving, a lot of interviews with city staff, city stakeholders. We formed our community project committee and have had a few meetings. It's a 35-member committee of residents throughout the Manhattan region. We also have a staff technical committee that's been meeting too, but all throughout this time, we've been providing a lot of
inputs to our consultants,
and we're ready to kick off our first round of public engagement on the week of March 22nd.
All right. Yeah, it's just a little less than a week away. And, this is something I don't believe the city's ever done something like this. Is that fair to say?
That is. We never have. It's pretty common for cities to do strategic planning efforts. The first one is usually a pretty big undertaking when you've never done it before. But then the idea is once you've adopted a strategic plan to help you do that prioritization for your annual budgeting process, you kind of update that plan every 2 to 3 years and continue to get that feedback from the public on to make sure you're on the right track, but to also hold, city staff and our governing body accountable to make sure that we're following through with what we said we would do in that initial strategic plan. So this is the first one, and we're really excited about it.
All right.
It's something we really are hoping to get out of this, and it's kind of the purpose behind doing a strategic plan is to have a set of priorities that kind of we've talked to all the stakeholders, the public have had a chance to share their input, and we have this framework to make decisions for the city. We've got all of these ideas and plans and projects that come before city commission. And if they've got an idea of, okay, here's what the public has identified as their set of priorities for Manhattan, what they wanna see as a vision for the future, what lines up with that? What do we say yes to and what do we say no to?
And we mentioned how common these are in a lot of cities, and really, you don't think much of it at the time, I suppose, when it's undertaking, why do we need to do this? But time goes by so quickly, and pretty soon 5-10 years have passed, and if you don't have some sort of guide driving direction, it gets pretty complicated with city government.
Definitely. Brandon, the pandemic certainly complicated things over the last years when we were going through our budgeting process. But even to your point, 2000 to 2005, 2010, 2013, 14, things were going really great in Manhattan. We were seeing a lot of growth. K-State was a booming with enrollment numbers going up. Revenues from a city standpoint, we rely heavily on sales tax. Sales tax were going up every year. So we were able to continue to provide the high quality of life, high level of services. year in and year out. And then, you know, in 2015, we kind of started to see growth stall a little bit in Manhattan. And that's as cost, but costs continue to go up year in and year out. So that's where we've started to feel this pinch of really needing to prioritize and looking to the community to do that prioritization.
Well, Dustin Dunce, co-chair of the community committee, is joining us. What is the role of the community committee here going forward?
Yeah, so I'm one of 35 members or so that's on that committee, and I see our role probably as trying to get as much of the community involved as possible. So we're a diverse group, but we can reach out to other groups in the community and try to touch everyone. And try to encourage them to sign up for these engagement sessions and come out and make their ideas heard about what they see other important things for Manhattan in the future. You know, have we been doing things right? Have we not? You said this is the first one of these strategic plans, so we're going to hear from everyone and get some good ideas about how to move forward.
Vivian, we've got a website set up here. It's engagemhk.org, and that's where you go to register for this. Is that right?
Yep. You can register online. The first round of public engagement meetings, which start next week, we've got one like every day of the week at different times, but they're all virtual to make sure we're keeping everybody safe as the pandemic continues to be a threat. So it's really easy to participate. The first meeting, which Jared, I think, has the most signups, is that Monday lunchtime meeting. We've got a lot of capacity to allow hundreds of people to participate if they want to. So go to that engagemhk.org/crossroads website. We've got links from the city's website. There's information on Facebook and all over the place. So, and then just sign up for the meeting that fits best with your schedule. And Jared, you've talked to me a little bit about what's going to happen during the meetings, but I think you probably explain it better than I do.
Sure. Yeah. And again, the project website, you know, engagemhk.org is going to be the one-stop shop really for the public to drive to and to engage throughout this process. Right now, you can register for one of those four virtual public meetings that we're having. There's one Monday over the noon hour on the 22nd. We're also doing a morning one on Tuesday, the 23rd at 7:30. And then two evening ones on Wednesday at 7 p.m. and Thursday at 6 p.m. They're via Zoom, so you can go click on those links and register to participate in those. We're going to be given a little bit of time just setting the stage, talking about the process, but really this hour of public engagement is to hear from people. We're going to do some virtual polling, Mentimeter type projects where we can get you know, some engagement right up front and ask a lot of questions of those involved. But then we're going to work into breakout sessions and really have some pointed discussions with the people participating in these meetings. We're going to ask people about what are the core services that you see the city providing, what are the outcomes you want to see as a community over the next 5 years, and then even talk about the bigger picture stuff. What is your vision for Manhattan? In 10 to 15 years, what do you want to see when you are either continuing to stay here or if you come back, whatever type of resident or community member you are in the future, what do you want to see out of Manhattan? So those are going to be the high level questions that we're going to be asking so that, you know, at our next round of public engagement, which is going to be at the beginning of May, we can really start looking at all those services, programs, projects, and start prioritizing those to really set the stage for the adoption of the plan.
You know, this is a really great forum and a great opportunity. I think so many people like to go online and during a meeting or on one of our stories here, we'll post something and people have their concerns and their complaints. And this is probably the best way to have those expressed here and then maybe not have them fall on deaf ears, so to speak.
Yeah, and they don't even have to leave their homes to do it via Zoom. So a great thing that happened during the pandemic.
That's a great point, Dustin. And with the project website, if you can't make one of the meetings, following that, we can make some of this available on the website. So you can just answer all the questions that we asked at your own pace and from the comfort of your own home. So that's maybe one of the blessings of this virtual world that we're in now is we've created multiple options for individuals to participate in these. You know, back in the day, it was the the common thing of have a public meeting, and if you didn't show up, your voice wasn't heard. But that's definitely not the way that we want to go out this process. We want as many people involved as possible.
Yeah. And we're speaking with some city officials here, Jared Wassinger, assistant to the city manager, Dustin Dunst, co-chair of the community committee, and Vivian Uccello, public information officer for the city of Manhattan. We're going to step aside, take a break. We'll talk more about Engage MHK after this on News Radio KMAN.